What exactly is the Air Force Global Strike Command to start with?
The Global Strike Command itself was a command. It's a new command. It was started in 2009, specifically designed to focus some rigor and give rigor and standardization to our Air Force's nuclear and conventional global strike mission, particularly on our nuclear capable side. So the command is, some people like to call it something similar to the old Strategic Air Command. Although we are a command on our own, we're very young. We have a three-star commander, and we're growing, and this directive itself helps us grow even more.
It's been a little over a week since General Schwartz signed the program action directive that details this transfer. What exactly is encompassed in that transfer, and what are you up to with this so far?
You're right. He signed that on the 21st of November, and as of today, we've actually taken the actions necessary to move the squadrons underneath Global Strike Command. So we're moving on this as quickly as possible. What this done is one of General Schwartz's, our Chief of Staff's goals in the Air Force, and one of his visions is to continue to strengthen the nuclear enterprise. And this really does that by now allowing us to own the squadrons that really enhance our nuclear capability at all of our wings to be part of that unified command that's under one wing commander.
What's your timeline on finishing this, and what's involved in moving this effort from Materiel Command to Global Strike Command?
Well, Francis, actually, this has been going on for a while. The move was announced back in April after a Corona meeting, and where our senior leaders get together. So since then, Global Strike Command's been, and Air Force Materiel Command have been working together to get to the point we're actually on today. We've transferred those squadrons over. A lot of items, you know, there's a lot of minuscule things like making sure all of our equipment accounts are right and things along those sides. Just typical things like that, that we align people even to the degree of getting our email addresses right. So there's been a lot of detailed work going into this, along with a lot of the major movements that we've had to do. But as of today, those squadrons are now in Global Strike, and we're excited to have them.
Is this the conclusion of this mission, or is this part of a bigger plan as far as realignment and moving and so forth?
Well, actually, it's part of the plan that began when Global Strike stood up in 2009. The squadrons actually moved Air Force Materiel Command earlier than that as part of a plan for the Air Force itself to refocus after some of the issues that we'd had. And Air Force Materiel Command did a great job on creating a rigorous maintenance culture out there. That now Global Strike Command, with the confidence of our Chief of Staff and Secretary Donnelly, we're assuming today.
What is it about Global Strike Command, other than that's what you were stood up for, but what is it that you're going to add to this that Materiel Command either was not suited to do or wasn't able to do or wasn't their responsibility to do or whatever?
Well, as you say, Materiel Command is mainly a sustainment command. So therefore, what we're doing by this as an Air Force is giving all of the operational capability to the wing commander at a unit. So it's really about a unity of command thing, and going back to what you allude to, the commands that what we're structured to do. And this is what Global Strike Command is structured to do. And AFMC, we're still in step with them. And in fact, we've borrowed a lot of their personnel to make sure that this is as seamless as possible to our airmen in the field.
Now, you make this sound a lot more simple than I think it probably actually was, because I'm looking at the list of affected organizations, and you've got Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota, Whiteman in Missouri. I mean, there are bases literally all over the country, and so managing the logistics end of this couldn't have been as simple as you made it sound.
Well, you're right. It's not as simple, but the simple part is that the units themselves are not moving. They are staying place. So it was really a lot of administrative details that we had to do. You know, there's going to be some ceremonies over the next few days. It's going to stand down some squad, those current squadrons, and activate the others in more of a ceremonial type thing. But administratively, we aligned everything to happen today, the 1st of December, so that we have that unit of command all the way up through General Kowalski, our Global Strike Command commander.
If I'm one of your comrades in arms in another Air Force command or at a command in another branch, and I come to you and I say I'm about to undertake the same kind of thing, what are you going to tell me I should look out for? What are you going to tell me that I shouldn't be surprised by, that maybe you were through this transition or whatever?
The devil's always in the details, Francis, and that's what we've had to work in, and some things today. When you talk about our deterrence mission and the nuclear capability of our country, there obviously are some very distinct and rigorous guidelines that we have to follow. So we had to have a lot of detailed interface with Air Force Nuclear Command, the Defense Threat Agency. There's several other organizations, DOE, that we had to be in step with when we made this transition. And we had to make sure that all of those people are in line with us so that we knew when to turn the key on today to make certain things happen in, say, our accountability systems or other things along those lines.